A lot of you go-getters out there have an inspirational quote or some such framed up in your office, don't you? Not me. I just have happiness. Aaron Lopez, dear Drew, will Antonio Smith get any playing time against the Broncos? Absolutely. He's been getting playing time in each of the first few games that he's been here. Yes, he will play against Denver, where he played last year. Ricky Jackson, cool name. Dear Drew, have our offensive-minded coaches forgotten how to add a trick play here and there? Nope. Just be ready. It's coming. It's coming soon. Eugenio Manuel Pimentel L. Dear Drew, I see dead people. Do you? No. Brandon James Lang. Dear Drew, what caused such a drastic improvement by the Texans' offense in the fourth quarter? Why can't they always play like this? That is a million-dollar question. I'm not going to give you $1 million. I'm going to give you some scratch-offs in a moment. But that's a great question. Consistency is the word that they use over and over and over and over again to make that happen. But I think it stems from being able to run the football effectively, which allowed them to open some things up and hit some deep balls late. You saw a 26-yard pass to C.J. Fedorowicz for a touchdown. You saw a 36-yarder to Jalen Strong that set up the game winner. Because those guys were able to win matchups one-on-one, you know, they were singled up one-on-one. That's one of the reasons the Texans were able to win. But that's just one small component. You know, the line played better. You got to give a lot of credit to Brock Osweiler. It's a long-winded question. It's a million-dollar question. So that's what I'm going to say. Just send in the email right here and say, hey, I won the scratch-offs, and we'll send them your way, bro. Daniel Bone. Dear Drew, a.k.a. Switchblade, my hair turned gray Sunday night watching the game. Any suggestions on how I can turn my hair chestnut brown again? Or do you think it will be white by the end of the season? Well, you know, having a hairpiece like this, I don't know about hair coloring, but, you know, I say be natural. You know, just go with the specs, the flex, whatever you want to call them. Be a Mr. Salt and Pepper and live life. That's what I say. And the last one comes from Jamie Sheringo. She says, Dear Drew, uncanny, ... And then she put up a picture of Ricky Gervais. I don't think I look like Ricky Gervais. I think I look like, I don't know, Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise, Robert Redford when he was younger, Paul Newman when he was younger, maybe Hulk Hogan when he was younger, maybe with a little bit of John Wayne mixed in, Dan Aykroyd. All right, thanks for sending those questions, and do it again next week here on Dear Drew. Mwah.